Not going to IBM Connect in Orlando this year? Well, neither am I. And like a lot of folks out there, I would love to be there. So I figured I could do the next best thing and reach out to some of the people who are attending to ask them for their opinions, experiences, the Orlando Sun, and the highlights of the conference. That is, if I can get them to step away from the sessions and parties long enough. IBM Connect is a technical conference, but it's also much more than that. It's a community event, with community-driven activities and all kinds of initiatives going on around it. Today I'm talking to Kathy Brown, discussing sessions, quests, quizzes, sleep, or the lack thereof, and your essential geek ABCs. Always be charging. Today I'm talking to Kathy Brown. Hello, Kathy.
Hello, Femke.
How are you?
I am... How am I? Well, let's see. I'm leaving for Connect in a few days, so I'm a little bit crazy right now.
Yeah. You were very busy today getting ready for Connect, so I'm really happy you could make the time to do this little conversation.
Sure.
Can you just tell us a bit about who you are and what you do?
Sure. I'm Kathy Brown. I work for PSC Group. I'm a senior consultant there. I do a lot of application development and in particular XPages, coming up on, I think, 2 years at PSC. And besides that, I also blog and write and speak. And then, you know, in my normal life outside of all of that, I'm also a geek and a mom. And
you've got pretty busy, but busy life.
I do. Sleep is optional.
And the next few days, it will be optional completely, I guess, because you will be heading to Connect.
Exactly. I always toy with every year deciding, okay, should I sleep as much as I possibly can before I go so I'm well rested? Or should I do the opposite and try to like get myself onto a lack of sleep schedule?
And what do you think will work better for you then?
I don't think you really can be prepared for you know, the conference itself, because really it's not just a lack of sleep, right? It's also the go,
yeah,
all day, every day, and a million things going on that you really can't possibly train for.
Yeah. So are you speaking this year?
I am speaking this year. Yep. Very lucky to say I am speaking. I'm doing 3 sessions, each of them with a co-presenter.
That's a busy schedule.
It is a busy schedule. It's nice being a co-presenter, though. I much prefer being a co-presenter than a solo presenter. You know, it takes some of the stress and strain off, both preparation-wise and then also on stage. And, you know, I'm a much more conversational type of person anyway, so I like to be able to present that way as well. I think last year someone said that myself and David Leedy, we did a show and tell on XPages, and someone said we sounded like husband and wife, which is funny, but it also tends to be how I think I present in general. You know, it's a casual back and forth conversational, yeah, type of presentation.
Yeah, and you have a good interaction with the other speaker, which is important.
I try. Yes, yeah. I try. So.
So are all 3 sessions on XPages?
Well, sort of. I'm doing the show and tell again on XPages, this time with Paul Calhoun. As David said, he wasn't speaking at all this year. I'm hoping it had nothing to do with speaking with me last year.
I'm sure it did.
Right. So Paul and I are doing that. That's XPages. It's basically, if you have no experience doing XPages, you will leave the show and tell being able to create your own XPages application.
Okay.
So that's obviously pretty heavily XPages. And then Brad Balasadas and I are presenting, and I'm probably not going to get the title right because I'm not looking at it, Uno, Deux, Trois, Making Localization as Easy as 1, 2, 3. So that was meant to be in 3 different languages. Hopefully I didn't butcher that. And obviously we're talking about localization in XPages, adding, you know, what's out of the box, what's not out of the box, what you get and all of that, which is also heavily XPages. And then lastly, I am presenting, and again, I'm trying to remember the actual name of the session, which I really should know. We went back and forth and we changed it a bunch of times. Anyway, the third one with Julian is about Domino Designer. I think it's improving your Domino Designer experience. There you go. With Julian Robichaud. And that is more about Domino Designer. There's obviously a few tweaks in there for XPages, but it's not an XPages specific session at all. It's just really using Designer, how to make it work for you, make your life easier, things to watch out for, that type of thing.
Well, it sounds as if you're going to be very busy over the next few days.
I am going to be very busy. I made sure they're all in my calendar, though, so hopefully at least I'll show up for all of my sessions.
Okay. Well, I would imagine so.
Yes.
So apart from the sessions, you're also involved with another couple of activities. One of mm-hmm. them is the Nerd Girls.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that there's going to be two Nerd Girls events this year, in the Spark session
yep.
on the Tuesday and the Great Geek Challenge.
Yes, exactly. So the Spark session is one we did last year, I think maybe even the year before. You know, it started a long time ago, Nerd Girls, we would have sort of a panel situation. And then one year, I think it was Gab who had the brilliant idea to do the Spark ideas, you know, open it up a little bit more. So it wasn't strictly Nerd Girls as in people, I think people felt like it was only for women, and it never was. It was always open to men, women, anybody. But the Spark ideas are like mini TED Talks.
Yeah.
So they're not, you know, not about technical content. It's about stuff, things that inspire you, hopefully that inspire others. I did one last year, and I know listening to all of the others, they, you know, they were amazing. Tears, laughter, you name it, inspiration. It all happens at Spark Ideas. So that's one of the sessions the Nerd Girls have. And then the Great Geek Challenge, which is not a session, but an after hours fun event. This is our fourth year doing the Great Geek Challenge. It's in the Fountain Restaurant in the Dolphin. It's a great time. It's food, it's alcohol, it's trivia questions, and they're geek trivia questions. And it's just really a great, great, great time. And it's free. And that also means there's limited seating and you need to show up early in order to get a seat.
But it's a great way of spending the evening, because I have been there and it's just a fantastic evening to be among friends and see if you know any of the questions, because they can be quite hard, to be honest.
They can be very hard. I think luckily I've not actually participated in answering. I've been the bouncer who walks around and makes sure that no one's using their cell phones. Mm-hmm. And it is a really fun way to spend the evening. You can go in, you know, intending you and your three friends will team up. You can also go in and just sit down at a table and join people you've never met before. And then you become a team and you compete together. So it's a great way to meet people too.
And you can win prizes.
And you can win totally awesome, geeky, nerdy, fun prizes. So yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. So another thing that popped up yesterday, which was kind of surprising to me, was this tweet from a Dolphin Door.
Yes.
So tell us a bit about that. What's going on there?
So Dolphin Door, again, I can't exactly remember the genesis of it, but I'm sure it probably came from Julian Robichaud and Gabriella Davis. But they and Chris Miller and myself were all chatting one day, and we kind of came up with this game. And I have no idea why we decided to do it, but it sounded like fun and we wanted to do it and we were inspired and we had fun doing it. So we came up with sort of a card game. I don't know, it's a mix of a bunch of different things, but there's a bunch of cards, you get a deck, and they have little quests or, you know, jobs for you to kind of do and take a picture of yourself with the card doing the thing that you think is what the card is telling you to do. And it's a quote unquote competition. You know, there's no actual prize, there's no actual score being kept or any of that, but it should be a lot of fun. It seems like people are really, really into it. We printed off 250 sets of cards, and we're now almost regretting that we don't have more. The good news is that they absolutely should and can be shared.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to hand, you know, say you did one of the cards, you want to give it to somebody else and let them do it, or you two people want to do it together, or whatever, you know, it's open. Since it isn't an actual game, you know, we can, you can do whatever it is that you want to do. And so people hopefully will be posting the pictures and using the hashtag Dolphin Door, and you can go to dolphindoor.com to see more information, or facebook.com/dolphindoorgame, or there's a Twitter account, Dolphin Door Game, as well for more information. But it should be a lot of fun. Hopefully people will, you know, really take off with it.
Yeah, and I've been looking at the cards on the site, because they are on the site, and it looks like funny jobs or quests to do and to perform. So I'm looking forward to seeing all the tweets about that one.
Right.
And if not competing, it's still worth going through that site and reading the rules because they're quite funny as well.
Yes, so. Thank you. I may not have had as much to do with the cards as I would have liked. Julian and Gab really took on the lion's share of work there, but I did create the rules, so I'm glad that you liked it.
I'm sure those cards are going to be collector's items.
Right. So a lot of those are images that we have taken over the years. So the four of us have been to Lotusphere numerous times. Obviously, we came up with the cards hoping that they would be fun and funny for people who've gone before and for new people too. But yeah, a lot of those images are ones that we've taken either at Lotusphere or other places or otherwise.
Absolutely. I love the initiative that you guys are doing because that's one of the things that I'm always amazed about when I'm thinking about Connect is that there is a lot of initiatives going around the conference that really are not part of the conference in the sense that IBM is organizing them.
Sure.
But that people from the community like you and like Gabrielle Davis, are organizing. And it's just great to see that there is so much going on. The same thing with the soccer tournament on the Saturday or the ball dinner for the Blogger Annual. That those kind of things make it a community and make it feel as if it's a community event as well.
So. Right. And I think it's kind of the chicken and the egg sort of too, in that we are a community. And because we're a community and we get to see each other at this event, we want to do fun things that aren't just the conference.
Yes.
Right. And then because of those fun things, we sort of build up the community more as well. So, yes. You know, it's which one came first? I don't know. But yeah, you know, like for a lot of people, I've now gone for a lot of years, not nearly as many as a lot of people have gone. But the people who go, a lot of them are family to me now. You know, at this point, we've become such good friends that seeing them is like a family reunion.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, you know, it's more than just going to sessions and hearing about great content and learning great things. You know, it's more than that. So,
yeah. So I really love this initiative. And I think it's going to be an interesting conference to see how this all plays out. Because apart from the Dolphin Door game, I know IBM is also planning on having a game or gaming element in the show. I'm not exactly sure yet what it is going to be, but I understand that there is going to be a sort of game. So it's going to be interesting to see how all that will relate to each other and pan out. And I'm looking forward to seeing the tweets about it.
Right.
Okay. Anything that you want to share with us as preparation that you're doing right now for Connect or?
Preparation that I'm doing right now. Well, I got my suitcase out.
Have you packed? Which, actually,
I've checked off my list as packing, but that it's empty, so I'm really not sure. Okay. That should count. Let's see, preparation, you know, aside from the normal packing and all of that, you know, making sure it's a little too early to make sure all of my devices are charged, but that is my one rule of conferences and travel, which is ABC, always be charging. So definitely the night before I leave, I will make sure that all of my devices, all of my mobile chargers are all going to be charged up and ready to go. Let's see. Last minute, of course, slide deck review. Getting work done, because it's really hard to get any work done while you're there.
Yep.
I guess that's about it. Probably try to sleep as much as I can. That's
which is a wise thing, because you're not going to get much sleep while there.
That's right.
Okay. Well, Kathy, thank you for this conversation, and I hope you have a really, really great conference next week. Post lots of tweets and pictures on Twitter and Facebook, because I know there's a lot of people going to be following what's going on there.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I hope you enjoy it.
I will definitely be tweeting and Instagramming and all those other things. So.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for this, and I'll speak to you soon.
Thank you, Femke.